So we're continuing the Art of Chanting, class on the Art of Chanting, which was started in Purushottam month. And we're discussing chapter 7, which is Illuminations on Sri Chaitanya Shikshastakam. And we had discussed 7 verses, and now we're at the 8th verse. And the 8th verse is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's outpouring from his heart in a mood of intense love for Krishna. So this is considered to be, this verse describes prema, braja prema, specifically in the mood of sambhog. There's 2 aspects of prema. You meet with your lover or you're separated from your beloved. So when you meet with your beloved and enjoy various pastimes and activities, Julin Leela, Jalkeli, Banbihar, Bojan, Madhupan, Ras Leela, so many Leelas are there, enjoying together, this is called sambhog. Complete enjoyment or enjoying together, so called sambhog lila. But when the nayak and nayaka are separated due to mood change or mood shift, due to some environmental factor, relatives or superiors interfere, or maybe some distance, then there's different, it's called separation, it's called viraha, and there's 4 different types of separation. So this is the other half, separation from the beloved. And that is so amazing, this type of spiritual separation, that sometimes Radharani can be sitting on Krishna's lap. She's sitting right with Krishna, with her arm around Krishna. But her mood changes. There's a mood shift due to some stimulant from the environment, some phrase, some statement. And when that mood shift is there, then Radharani feels, oh, Krishna's, Madhusudan is gone? Madhusudan is gone, and she starts crying, oh, where is Madhusudan? Where is my Krishna? Where is my Krishna gone? And she's crying. It's called prema-vaichitya. Prema-vaichitya. This is the type of separation, a viraha. So this is called separation even in union. This is something extraordinary. Can you imagine you're sitting on someone's lap and feeling, where are they? Obviously they think you're drunk. Think you're crazy. Where are they? Oh, where? A wife is sitting on husband's lap. Oh, where's my husband? Where's my husband? He's just right there. You have your arm, you're sitting on him, you're embracing him. No, he's not here, I don't see him. Oh, wow. So this is something extraordinary. This takes place in Prem Sarovara, this Leela. I mean, many times it's Leela, but very prominent Leela takes place in Prem Sarovara in Barsana. It's between Barsana and Nandagam. It's not the same place, it's nearby, but it's a different place. So this 8th verse is that, where it's describing, the 7th verse is describing this viraha, the separation, prema, but in viraha, yugayatam nameshina. And the 8th verse is describing sambhog, ashlishiva parvatam panashkamam. So the 8th verse describes the stage of prema bhakti, where one fully realizes his eternal loving relationship with Krishna. Firmly embracing the Lord within his heart, a devotee experiences sambhog, or full pleasure, in direct association with Krishna. The devotee is now completely dependent on Krishna's sweet will. Following the mood of Srimati Radhika, conveyed in this shloka, the devotee prays to the Lord of his life with absolute submission. So in these verses of Shikshastakam, as we mentioned, there are different ways to consider the shlokas. So, from one level, it's a prayer, Shikshastakam. And it's a prayer describing different aspects of Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana in terms of Gaudiya Siddhanta. These 3 aspects are there, Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana. In the terms of the Tatra, or the spiritual truths underlying Gaudiya Vaishnava Dharma. On another level, it has application to us. So one level is the Adibhautika, then Adiatmika. And in relation to us, then this is what this description is saying. How does this verse relate to us? Then the next level, Adidaivaka, means on the spiritual level, this is who's speaking this verse? Krishna. And what mood? In the mood of Radhabhav, Mahabhav. Where? In Gambira. When? At the end of his life. Anti Leela chapter 20. On that, this level, this is all about Radharani, and she gets a whole purport also. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a whole, many, many verses where Radharani is explaining herself, you say Lord Chaitanya is giving his own tika on this verse, which he also spoke. And that's also in this book. It's described here. So on that level, on that Daivic level, or spiritual level, this is Krishna experiencing the intense pain, the intense Mahabhava of Radharani, where sometimes Krishna crushes her by his embrace, and sometimes he breaks her heart by not being present before her. So this is very intimate. It's Ashlishya, this is Prema Lingata. Ashlishya means Alingata, embrace of love. But for us, for the sat, because these are shiksha. It's called shiksha ashtakam, shiksha. Shiksha means instructions. Instructions for who? This is instructions for God, for Lord Chaitanya. It's instructions for us. Because whenever the Lord comes to this world, in any form of avatar, he comes to teach. He comes to teach. Primarily he comes to teach, and some incarnations or descents of the Lord, he comes to relish. Especially Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he's a teacher. Krishna is a teacher. He taught Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. He taught Uddhava Gita to Uddhava. So he's a teacher. So Mahaprabhu is a teacher, so he's giving shiksha, teaching. Shiksha means teachings. So who is he teaching? He's teaching us, the sadhakas, the practitioners, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, the aspiring devotees. So what does this prayer teach us? Shikshastakam. So our benevolent acharyas, our Mahajanacharyas, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they explain what does this prayer teach us. It teaches the development of faith, beginning with faith, adoshara, tata, sarasanga, and from the inception of faith all the way to prema, and how that prema relates to us, because we will also experience bhav. We will come to the platform of ruchi. As we develop our bhajan, we'll come to the platform of nishtha. What is nishtha? Nishtha means to possess four qualities, and to express and live and breathe those four qualities. What are those four qualities? It indicates steadiness in bhakti. It's called nishtita. Nishtita bhakti is indicated by the presence of four qualities. They're not just qualities, but they're qualities in action. You walk your talk. You feel, you genuinely feel this way in your heart of hearts. It's not a show. It's not a charade. It's not some fake thing. What are those four qualities? These qualities are humility, dainyabhav, really dainyabhav, the feeling, the mellow, the emotion that I am worthless, I am nothing. What am I? Nothing. No varna, no ashram, I have no position. Naham vipro na cha narapatir na vivaishuno shudra. Naham varni na cha grihapatir na vanashto yutirava. Kintu prodhyanikala paramananda purnapitav there. Gopi bartu padakamalira dasa dasa anardasa. It's dainyabhav. Oh, you know, I'm a Brahmin. Hey, I don't clean the toilets. You clean the toilets. I'm a Kshatriya. What is this? It's all ego, hankar. So this is not what's being told. So this quality is humility, then tolerance, and then respect for others, and not demanding, wanting, feeling, hankering, desiring any respect for oneself. This is a symptom of steadiness, nishtita. And Lord Chaitanya is revealing that in Trinadapi Shloka. And then as one progresses and absorbs these qualities and takes shelter of continuous chanting of the holy name, Kirtaniya Sadahari, he's continually chanting 16 rounds on the beats or more, and unlimited rounds off the beats. He's always, the chanting is going on. Krishna Katha, not Gramya Katha. Chanting, writing, speaking, preaching, book distribution, managing, but always Krishna is Krishna, Krishna. Hey Prabhu, this is Krishna's temple. Come on, we have to cooperate. Clean the temple. This is Krishna's temple, Krishna's floor. Everything is Krishna. Then we can come to the platform of taste, ruchi. Inner satisfaction. Heart satisfaction. Heart finds satisfaction. Hankering, lamenting, anxious feelings, doubts, confusions, they evaporate at this level of ruchi. And what verse does Mahaprabhu give to teach us is shiksha? Because this shikshastakam is for him, but it's also for us. And for us he gives the verse, nadanam najanam nasundaram kavidam bhaadagdishkam. Mama janmani janmani shve bhavatad bhaktir hai tipikari. Because when we come to Krishna consciousness, we have so much ulterior motives, so much avritam, so much covering. We're salvation, we want emancipation, we want freedom, we want liberation. These are all coverings. These are all selfishness. This is all meanness. I want out. I'm suffering. Arto artarti jignasu ganicha partashiva. This is all calculation. This is not devotion. So this verse is a high state of development. Ruchi. Anyway, that's another subject. So finally, as you go on, you get to this last verse, which is being discussed. And this verse is all about this prem. So when one comes to this level of prem, then first, before we get to this level of sambhog, experiencing the ever-fresh presence of the Lord in our heart, ever-fresh, navayovanam, we will die in separation. We will burn in separation. Viraha tap, viraha agni. And that burning will make us feel like 1 minute without Krishna is a yuga. Well, this is the purvarag, the prior attachment. So the prior attachment is nourished by feelings of separation. It's the purvarag. There can't be milan without separation. In the spiritual world, milan is always going on. But the milan is nourished by separation. But for the sadhaka, he approaches the Lord from separation. Then milan. And then when he has milan of the Lord, then the separation increases the joy of meeting. Because then he has the adhikar, or spiritual relationship. Krishna prem sambandha. Because this is talking about prem sambandha. First it's sambandha gyan. Who am I? Five subjects of Gita. Ishvara tattva, kala tattva, jiva tattva, prakriti tattva, karma tattva. This is sambandha. Gyan sambandha. And then there's Abhideya Sambandha, relationship based on Seva. And then there's Prem Sambandha, relationship based on love. And this is the Shri Shiva Parvatam Panashkaram. That's why he's telling here. At the level of Prema Bhakti, one fully realizes his eternal loving relationship with Krishna. Because in Bhava, you get the idea of your Rupam. But your Bhava, at the level of Bhava Bhakti, then your Sarupa is revealed. But Sarupa is one thing. You have body, but you have Atma. If you have body without Atma, it's not much value. So if you get Sarup, Ekadash Bhav, you have your Sarup, Ekadash Bhav. But now you have to develop the Bhav, the heart of the matter. Gopi Bhav. There's Rupam, we say Vastu and Rupam. So there's Rupam, this is the external, this is the form. But that form is supported, that form is moving on the strength of the Bhav. This is the Gopi Bhav, so it has to develop. So it develops, that's what Bhava Bhakti is about, developing the bhavs. And then experiencing rasa. And then one comes to this platform of Shri Shiva Parvatam, then one fully realizes the eternal relationship with Krishna. Because he has, his Gopi Bhav has matured, his Prem Bhav, he's come to the level of Prem. And Prem has its two symptoms, they're described in Nectar of Devotion. Sandrananda Visheshatma. Sandrananda Visheshatma, a very special, extraordinary, intense, concentrated sandra, ananda, concentrated bliss, flushes the heart and mind at the level of prema. Because one is feeling the enrapture, one is feeling a moment-to-moment enrapture, divine rapture of his presence of his Lord. He's absorbed in Nastikali Lila and his Siddhadeya, and he's assisting the Lord, and the bhavas that relishing whatever bhavas and feelings Radhika is relishing, and that Madhurya Leela that he's assisting or she's assisting in her Sarup, in her Sarup Siddhi at the level of Prema, then that's reflected in the heart. And then that Manjari, that Gopi Manjari, that Nityasakhi, she's experiencing millions of times more bliss than Radharani. This is described in Nadi Leela, chapter 4. So this is an intense, full-blown relationship of love of God, and this is what Shikshastakam brings us to. It begins with Chaito Darpana Marjana. First the chit has to be cleansed. Chit Darpan, the mirror of the consciousness. And then gradually, attachment. Taste, attachment. Love, deepening love, thickening, strengthening. And then it becomes the devotee experiences. What did he experience? He experiences sambhog. This is prem sambhog. We're talking about prema. This verse is about prema. This is the goal. This is the prayojan, the necessity. This is the necessity of the jiva. The jiva dharma is fully realized at this level. This is the necessity. Prema. Krishna prema. So this is it. Shlishiva. This is two aspects, two sides of the prema. The separation. Which renders the heart suitable to receive the prema bhakti. Separation purifies the container. When the container is pure, then you can fill it. Yugayatam nameshena chakshusha pravishayatam. Chakshusha pravishayatam. Now it's supposed to be monsoon season coming. So where is the monsoon season for us? Where's our monsoon season in Krishna consciousness? Now we're in the hot summer season. We're burning in separation. But there should be some rains. Chakshusha pravishayatam. The eyes should be drenched in the tears of separation. Where's my Lord? Where's my Lord? When? Kavi bolo sedinama abe amar. Right? Aparada ruchi, shudanama ruchi. When? This is the big question. When? Well, it's up to you. Tomorrow? Today? Or in 1,000 lifetimes? Everyone has to face the question, when? The question, when is with everyone. When will you meet Krishna? When will we see Krishna? So, what's your answer? You have to work that answer out. Oh, anytime. 1,000 lives. I'm in no hurry. What me worry? What me worry? It's a cliche from Mad Magazine. What me worry? But the Lord, the devotee experiences sambhog or full pleasure in direct association with the Lord. Because at this level of praying, then you can have saksha darshan. In level of bhava, there's spurti and vispurti. The level of praying, then there's saksha darshan. And it's described Madhurya Kadambini. You hear the Lord's voice, the Lord maybe embrace you, or he touches you, you smell the fragrance of his body, you see an eighth shower. Madhurya Kadambini. The devotee is now completely dependent on Krishna's sweet will. Completely. Crush me, embrace me, or leave me, throw me in the dirt, it doesn't matter. Following the mood of Radhika, conveyed in the shloka, the devotee prays to the Lord of his life with absolute submission. Well, this is a prayer. This Shikshastakam is a prayer. Radharani's praying. Well, Krishna's in the mood of Radharani. So this is Radharani's prayer. Shikshastakam is a Shiksha of Radha. This is Radha Shiksha. Radha Shikshamrita. You have Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is Radha Shikshamrita. You have Chaitanya Shikshamrita. This is Radha Shikshamrita. This is spoken by Radha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the mood of Radha. Bhavan Kanti. So Radha is speaking, where is my Nandanand? Where is my Prananath? Saivan Aparaha. Where is my Prananath? Where is my Prananath? Where is my Govinda? She's saying, where's my Jagadish? Where's my Ishwar? Where's my Prana Govinda? Where's my Prananath? Where's my Govinda? So this is the eighth verse. So this is some understanding. We should understand. Every day, of course, we chant the Shikshastakam. And there's some progression here. It's mentioned that this, as I already hinted at, I'll give you a review of that. It's page 114. How there's this progression, Ado Shara Tata Sarasanga, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivriti Tata Nishta, Tato Ruchi. So this same progression is there in the Shikshastakam. This has been revealed by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur and also Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Shraddha. The verse Chaito Dharvana Marjanam creates faith in the holy name by explaining the seven divine qualities of the holy name. Because Chaito Dharvana Marjanam, there are seven aspects or seven parts of this verse, and each part describes seven treasures of the holy name. Seven treasures. So when you read those, oh, Jeto Dharvana Marjanam, that this holy name of Krishna purifies the consciousness. That's one. So that's a positive thing. Consciousness becomes pure because impurity is a cause of problems. If you eat impure food, you get sick. If you drink impure water, you get sick. If you're plagued and harassed by impure thoughts, then you have a sick mind. Even they say, oh, he has a sick mind. Lust and greed and anger, uncontrolled lust and greed, this has caused so much problem. It can take you to hell. Kamesha Kodesha, Rajaguna, Smudbala, Trividam Narakasyedam, Trividam Narakasyedam, Tridwaram, there's three gates leading to hell, Kam, Krodh, Bo. So the mind is impure, it's so much difficulty. So this is a very good thing, Chaito Dharvana Marjanam. It will purify my chitta, my mind. Well, what else? Chaito Dharvana Marjanam, Bhava Mahadavagni. Oh, and this thing also happened? By chanting Hare Krishna mantra, this Bhava Maha, this Bhava Sagar, Bhava Sindhu, this material existence, this vast, unlimited ocean of material existence will finish. And this material existence, sometimes it's compared to an ocean, but Radharani is comparing it to a fire. Of course, there's not her own internal meanings for this also. Bhava Maha Devagni. Maha Devagni. That means big fire. Big fire. So fire means burning. Yes, these things are burning me. These kleshas are burning me. And this holy name will put out that fire like a vast shower, Madhurya Kadambini, vast rain shower will fall on my head when I chant this holy name. A shower of mercy. That's the second treasure. Oh, this is very good. I'm getting faith in this holy name. It will give so many good things. Chaito Dharvana Marjan. I tried so many things, but still my consciousness never got purified. I tried the art of yoga, the art of pranayama, the art of living, so many things. But now I tried the art of chanting Hare Krishna. And I see, what good result. I'm feeling some purity in my mind. I don't feel so much disturbance. I feel some natural detachment. I feel some inner peace. Seems that lust and greed and anger are going away, going somewhere. They went somewhere else. They retreated. They've gone to somebody else. Maybe they went to you. Here, you have, you took? They went to somebody else. But then, Bhava Mahadavagna Nirvapanam, then it says, how's it go? Shreya Kaya Ravichandra. Then my life is becoming very auspicious. I feel like I'm being bathed in the moonlight. Something extraordinary is happening to me by chanting this Maha Mantra. It is like some moonbeams are falling on my head. First I was being burned in the fire. And everyone knows on a hot summer day, everyone is burning in the fire. Are you being burned in the fire on a hot summer day? Yes. Scorching heat of summer sun and jasht and asad, is very painful. Very much sweating and uncomfortable. But then the full moon, you go on the roof or you go on the Govardhan Parikrama and the full moon is shining. So much soothing. This is Sheetal Pain Bomb. This is Garmi Pain Bomb. Garmi Pain Bomb. This Chandra, Chandrika. This Purna Chandra. Chandrama Ki Jai. As we know, in the daytime, sometimes in the summer, it was 42, 44. Very, very hot. Then we go on the roof, and we sleep on the charpai, in village style. And a little wind blows, and by 2 o'clock, it's 25 degrees. That's what it is, or wasn't here before. 25 degrees. Sometimes 24. 42, 44 in the day. And you're lying there, and it's full moon is going over, and Jai Chandrama Ki Jai, Krishna Chandra Ki Jai, Gora Chandra Ki Jai. Very nice, very, very nice, Krishna Kripa. Very, very soothing. So that's why these counter ideas are here in this verse. In the second treasure, everyone is burning. Bhava Maha Devagni Nirvapan. Nirvapan means to bathe or to put out, to wash. Nirvapan says, Shreya Kai Ravichandra. So now we're burning the fire. And the third treasure is that we're bathing in, first we're burning in a fire, the Maha fire, the big fire of material existence. The next thing is we're standing in the moonlight. Right? Shreya Kairava Chandrika. What is happening? The lotus of our consciousness has become pure. Kairava means kamudi, means white lotus, which blossoms at night under the moonlight. So the lotus of our consciousness is starting to bloom under the Chandrika of the holy name. The Chandrika of the holy name, the Purna Chandra, the Chandrama Nam. The white lotus of our consciousness, the Sahasra Padma, the white lotus of our heart and consciousness is starting to bloom and blossom and open under the Chandrika, the beautiful rays of the full moon. You know, this is the verse, you know, this is there. Shreyas means everything is right now, and everything's becoming so auspicious and it's increasing more and more. I have new friends now, new friends colony. Hare Krishna devotees. I moved into a new colony. A colony of new friends. I left my old friends colony. You know, there's old friends colony also. Whenever you become a devotee, then you leave old friends colony. And you move into new friends colony. You get new friends. And you make a colony. Colony means a group. A sangha. A gan. Vaishnav gan. Bhagavat gan. This Vrindavan Das Thakur, he says that the Gaudiya Vaishnava Samaj, he calls it Bhagavat gan. Says Bhagavat Gan. That Gan, that group of people that are centered around the Bhagavatam. They live the Bhagavatam, they preach the Bhagavatam, they worship the Bhagavatam, they relish the Bhagavatam, and they realize the Bhagavatam. Realizing the Bhagavatam means to realize Gopika Prem, Braja Prem. Haridas Varya, Giriraj. This is Bhagavat Gan. This is very nice. So this is the third treasure. And you can read more. But this is the point that the Shikshastakam takes us from Shraddha, Chaito Dharpana Marjanam, to Prema. The second verse, what is the second verse? Na na makari bahudala nija sarvashakti. This verse contains three levels of devotion. Three levels of devotion. Sadhusanga, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivritti. The progress through these three stages of devotion or bhakti is described in the second verse. This verse stresses the all-powerful holy name as the best form of sadhana and reminds one to carefully avoid nama-aparadhas. So this is what's represented there. And then the third one is nishtha. We already discussed that. This is the genuine mood of humility in a devotee with nishtha, firm faith. This is how, when one actually comes to nishtha, then he genuinely has these qualities. You can't fake it. Oh, I want to be, I should be humble. Let me be humble. Now I'll be humble. Let me be tolerant. Oh, I should be, devotee should be tolerant. There's 26 qualities of devotee. I read them in Chaitanya, and teaching Lord Chaitanya, and also Nectar Devotion. So a devotee should be tolerant. Yes, I should be tolerant. But I'm not. I'm not tolerant at all. I'm so intolerant. A devotee should be humble. But I'm so puffed up. I'm not humble at all. So it's not artificial. A crow cannot become a peacock. It requires some evolution. Change of feathers, at least. So we have to change our feathers. So this is the process of bhakti, changing feathers. Throw out the crow's feathers and stick on the swan feathers. Like ladies, they always dye their hair, and men also. So it's black, but then it comes out gray. The roots are gray and the hair is black. Oh, look at this, okay. Put in some black at the roots. So we have black feathers, but gradually white feathers are growing out. The crow feathers are going out, and then white feathers are coming in. But in this case, white is desired. These white feathers we want, but no woman wants white hair and no man wants white hair. So it's so much dying going on. And they're also dying. They're dying. They're dying not to die, but they will die. You're dying and you will die. Samsara chakra. It's very interesting. I'm dying my hair. Yes, and you're also dying your body. Your body is also dying. So die to live. You should die to live. And Hegel said this. Give up the old conceptions. Progress means elimination and acceptance. Eliminate the old conceptions and accept the new ones. Die to live. Old conceptions die. Old friends die, and new friends colony lives. Leave old friends colony and move into new friends. Oh, I moved into new friends colony. Acha. Yes, I moved into the Hare Krishna temple. It's a new friends colony. It's a colony of new friends. They're always chanting Hare Krishna, talking about Krishna. They're very loving, kind, generous, understanding. New friends colony. Nishta. Ruchi. The fourth verse shows the power of the higher taste, ruchi, of Krishna consciousness. A devotee with nam ruchi loses all attraction to material pursuits. Asakti. Asakti is the fifth verse. Ayi nanda tanushikin param. This verse depicts the heart's cry of an affection-filled devotee hankering for Sri Krishna. So this verse represents the cry of the heart. The heart is crying. Sometimes the eyes are crying and the mind is crying. The mind wants something and it doesn't get it. So what do? You cry. Oh, Prabhu, I want this, I want that. No, we don't have enough money. No, come on, you have it. I know you're hiding somewhere. You give me that money. Wife is crying to the husband. So the mind is crying and then eyes pour forth a few tears. The alligator type. Alligator type tears. Then the husband says, okay, don't cry, take the money, get out of here, go buy that thing. So this is crying from the mind, but this verse is actually crying from the heart. This is the heart's cry. The heart's cry of an affectionate devotee hankering for Krishna. So this kind of hankering comes at this stage. After ruchi, then comes hankering. Because when you get a taste for Krishna, you get some taste, you say, well, this is nice. This chanting is nice, this philosophy, this serving Krishna, some taste is there, but I want more. I've become an addict, a bhakta addict, a devotional addict, a drug addict. I want more. This taste is too sweet. Of course, in the beginning, it's like bhakti, it's like ruchi avas. Even in Anartha Nivritti, there's some ruchi, what's called ruchi avas. It's like reflection. It's something, just to inspire. But the level of ruchi is something very deep. And one of the symptoms that one has ruchi is he becomes intense utkantita. Intense utkantita bhav. He starts becoming very, very eager. Eager to hear, eager to associate with advanced devotees and chant Krishna's name. Very much eager. And then this eagerness lifts him up. It lifts him up to this state of asakti. Sakti means attachment, where it's actually the heart's crying out to Krishna. Oh, Nanda, Nanda. I'm really lost in this world. There's nothing here. I'm just drowning this bhavambudi, this ocean of material existence. Ai nanda tanushikin param patitam bam. And you're patita, I'm fallen, and you're the pavan, you're patita pavan. Please lift me up. And I don't want a face-to-face relationship. I don't want you to embrace me or give me a big post. I'm not asking to become MP or anything, MLA or anything. I'm not so greedy. I'm not so demanding. All I want, what do I want? Just stick me on your feet. Who looks at their feet? How many times a day do you look at your feet? When you put your shoes on, when you take them off? The rest of the time you're running. You're busy looking at where you're going. You're not looking at your feet. You put your shoes on, so how often does Krishna look at his feet? Not so much. So I'm not asking for much attention. I don't want much attention. I don't want any big post. I'm not asking to be big servant, dasya, bhav, this, that. Just stick me on your feet and don't kick me away. I want the least position, the lowest common denominator, just some connection. I want some connection, some Krishna connection, some connection with you. I'm hankering for this. I'm longing for this. Really, something. This is me. I fully understand that I'm your kinkar. I'm your servant. This is it. It's clear. Now, why am I separated from you? You're my master. You're my eternal master. This is my sarup. I know this. I understand that my sarup is your servant. Jivera sarupaya krishnaranititas. I understand this. This concept is more than a conception. It's a realization. Beginning as a conception, and it's gyan, not vigyan. It becomes a realization. Now that realization is burning my heart, and I'm crying. Realization that I'm separated from you, and I'm your servant. I'm your long lost servant, and I'm separated from you. And I don't want it anymore. I don't want any separation anymore. I want to be on your feet. I'm your kinkar. You're my master. You're my prabhu. You're my bartu. And I'm your kinkar. But where am I? I'm floating in this ocean. I'm drowning in this ocean. Ayinanda tanasha kinkaram patitam vam vishame bhavambudo. Bhavambudo. It's an ocean of poison. Separation from you is poison. I feel like I'm drinking poison. Without your service, I'm dying. I'm poison. So this is anukulya. This is Krishna anukulya. The favorable feelings, favorable emotions, which pave the way for bhav. They pave the way. Because from a sakti comes bhav and then prem. Such softening of the heart, such heartfelt crying must come. This comes at the level of a sakti, which is represented by this verse. Ayinanda tanujikin. Patitam mam vishame bhavambudo kripaya. You will not give me mercy? Do you see? I'm not fake. I'm not. I'm real. I'm genuine. I'm really crying. I'm really serious. I have this realization that you're mine. You're all I want is your service. Really? Can you see? Can you test me? Can you examine me? Can you see through me? Is it genuine? Top to bottom, inside to out, outside in. Then. This kinkara, then I none of tanish kinkaram perform. Kripaya tava pada pankaja. Only lesha, little bit of mercy. All I want is a little bit of kripa. I'm not asking for kripambudi. I don't want an ocean, just a drop. Then fix me. Stita duli sadrisham vechintaya. Fix me at your feet. So this is a sakti. And then comes the next verse. Sixth verse describes bhav. This is bhav. Nayanam galo dashadarya. This verse depicts three symptoms of ecstasy felt by a bhava bhakti in love with Krishna. Right? Nayanam galo dashadarya. There's tears in the eyes. There's trembling. Hair standing on end. These three symptoms are there. These are what come, and they come in a very mild way at the beginning. These are the first symptoms, because there are other symptoms. Changing of color, and vaivarnya, and devastation. These are higher end. This is when one is approaching prema. So then, the seventh verse is Yugayutam. This is Vipralamba prema. This expresses the anguished heart of a premi bhakta in separation from his Lord Govinda. So anyone who comes to this level of prema, this is described in the seventh verse of Shikshastakam, the premi bhakta, he will feel such intense anguish as Radharani is feeling in Gambira, crying out these verses. Oh Govinda, Govinda, where are you? Govinda virahiname, Govinda viraha, I'm so much separated from you. My senses are drying. You're Govinda. You satisfy the senses, and I'm meant to satisfy your senses, give pleasure and satisfaction. Indite, Govinda, but I can't find you, I can't see you, I can't feel you, Govinda, Govinda Viraha. Because of the separation, my senses, I'm blind. I'm deaf. I can't speak. I can't hear. I can't see. Where are you? And in this state of consciousness, this state of mind, I'm going crazy. One moment, not seeing you, hearing you, I've lost contact with you. Like sometimes it's someone out in outer space, they say, oh, we lost radio contact. We're trying to contact someone, so we lost, our transmission got broken. So he's saying, Yugayutam Nimeshena. A blink of an eye feels like a yuga. Nimesha. Nimesha is a blink of an eye, it's a yuga. Govinda Virahina. So this is a Vipralamba, intense separation. And finally, the eighth shloka. This is Sambhog Prem. This is the prayer of a Premi Bhakta relishing the bittersweet bliss of direct association with his prananath, the Lord of his heart. This is bittersweet. This is like the jambu fruit. Jamun fruit? Katamitai? Mm-hmm. What do they say? Katamitai? That's jamun? That black, yes. Bluish jamun. Black type? Jamun. Jamun fruit. So this Sambhog Prem, this is jamun fruit. The same color as Krishna also. This jamun fruit is Krishna's color. Because this is the color. This is the color of this Sambhog. This color. Blue, dark blue. So you have the jamun fruit, and you put a little salt in it to take away the katta mitai, bittersweet. But you can't put any salt in Krishna. The only salt you can put is your tears, your salty tears. So when you get the bitterness of Krishna's separation, then you cry, and that's the salt. And that crying gives a little sweetness, because separation is also sweet. Because it's all frame. So, this concludes this section on illumination of Chaitanya Shikshastakam. There's some small benediction here. It says, may the devoted readers of this book embrace the holy name as their best friend and remember this sublime teaching of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who said in Bhajan Rahasyam, O brother, Krishna's holy name always has potency, either at the stage of practice, sadhana, or perfection, siddhi. Therefore, always chant the holy name as your only business. There is no need for any other means of sadhana. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So that concludes chapter 7 in the summary study of the art of chanting Hare Krishna. And tomorrow we discuss chapter 8, which is prayers in the holy name, it's a technique and also a way of approaching the holy name through prayer. Prayer becomes a meditation to join with the holy name, and prayer is also part of the Nam Krama, or the sequence or step-by-step approach to chanting Nam Japa or Nam Bhajan.